Anti-Muslim protesters hurl insults and abuse at people attending an Islamic charity fundraiser in Yorba Linda, California. The February 13th incident is seen by area Muslims as new and disturbing evidence of Islamophobia among some sections in America's right-wing Tea Party movement. Shahid Hussein took his family to the charity event.
This is the first time in America I get scared for my children.
They're saying go back home and get out of my country and all that.
Makes me feel that I'm like, no, I don't belong here, like, and I'm not wanted.
What was perhaps most disturbing for the people who were here that night was learning that an elected public official at the protest rally appeared to be calling for violence against Muslims.
I don't even care if you think I'm crazy anymore.
That's Deborah Pauley, a Republican and member of the nearby Villa Park City Council.
I know quite a few Marines who will be very happy to help these terrorists to an early meeting in paradise.
Conservative Tea Party activists who organized the protest say it was meant to condemn the presence of speakers at the fundraiser, including Siraj Wahaj. U.S. prosecutors had linked Wahaj to the 1993 World Trade Center bombing, but he was never charged and has denied any involvement.
We are here to declare that radical Islam, Sharia, is not welcome in our communities.
Lugo and others at the rally have tried to distance themselves from the more outspoken protesters.
None of the organizers knew who any of them were.
25-year-old Maheen Siddiqui attended the fundraiser.
It was really scary because at one point they started banging on the windows when people were praying, banging the walls with their shoes.
But she says she and others in the community will not be intimidated.
Just because I'm a Muslim doesn't make me any less American.
Rob Reynolds, Al Jazeera, Yorba Linda, California.